at least 2 weeks in advance of your event date. Space is limited, so submissions are considered in the order that they are received. The Social Justice Calendar is yet another way that WPFW connects, engages, and uplifts our community as we build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Fall is a time of change and impermanence. What never changes is WPFW's unwavering commitment to providing reliable news, informative public affairs, and exceptional music that inspires both action and introspection. From October 14th through November 3rd, we celebrate The Circle Unbroken, 47 years of being in the community with WPFW during our Fall Pledge Drive. We invite you to be in community and solidarity with us by making a donation at WPFWFM.org to ensure that this independent grassroots media outlet not only survives, but thrives. It is with your generous support that we build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Hi, I'm Danny Glover, and you are tuned into WPFW Washington, your station for jazz and justice.
What's happening, everybody? Happy Monday, good people. I am Daffo the Flower, and we have the wonderful Mimi Hunt. Hey, Mimi.
Of course.
Yes.
Hello. Yes. Of course. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And we are a part of the Inside Out Collective. The Inside Out Collective illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA+ experience. We are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting edge public affairs programming on WPFW, home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM and WPFWFM.org. We are currently in our Fall Pledge Drive and need your support. Call 202-589-7739 or 1-800-222-9739 to donate. Your support helps us stay independent and commercial free. You know, it's no payolas, no commercials. Only commercial you'll hear is about local events, local activism events, things of that nature. You know, it's no like Tide or all of these other wild things that you hear all over paid radio stations. So we bring you news, we bring you music, we bring you voices that matter, and we bring you the Inside Out Collective, duh. So all this hour, we need your support. So please, 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 please call 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739 to donate. Yeah. Hey, Mimi, how's everything? How's life?
Doing well, coming off of a wonderful weekend. You know, as you know, and maybe some of the listeners know, I'm part of the Trans Pride DC committee. So we had our first and hopefully annual Halloween party fundraiser.
Love it.
And it was a huge success. So I am very excited about that.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, that we were doing it. It was 100 plus people. And, you know, it just moved right into, it was at As You Are, and it just moved right into their regular crowd that came in. And, you know, we had DJ Not For Real, and we had some giveaways and contests and things like that. And people were just living their best life, feeling free, feeling safe, and enjoying what it was supposed to be. And to be honest, it is a dream come true for me. So I just really am still feeling the darling. So
yes, I love that. Where can we see the pictures, or what's the IG page, or what's everything?
We're gonna get into it. You know, people who follow me, Mimi_magic, but G-I-K, can, you know, follow me there. But also we have Trans Pride Washington DC as well, which is, you know, our main Instagram page and our Facebook page. And you know, I'm going to be curating, getting all the edits together, and we're going to work that out for some spooktacular for this Thursday, you know, so it's a fun time. This is one of my favorite times of the year. You know, definitely a lot of people in our community can relate that, you know, at a time when you can't do what you want to do all year, you do choose Halloween to be who you want to be. So, you know. Yeah, so that's always a fun little homage to, you know, the little part of me, the little child, whatever, and I just keep it alive, eternally 12, so, yeah.
Rightfully so, that's wonderful, man. I really never experienced the joy of Halloween until I became an adult, like, you know, raised in a, we weren't like Orthodox, strict Christian, but we were definitely a trunk or treat or the, you know, the bazaar at the church, fellowship hall, you know, we didn't, I didn't dress up or anything like that. But in my adult years, I've dressed up with my bestie, Awesome Rita. We were like Millie and Vanilli, Salt and Pepper.
Okay.
Dwayne Wayne and Ron Johnson. You know, we just, all the dynamic duos. So I've gotten my Halloween life, my spooky season life in my adulthood. And I'm very, very grateful for that opportunity, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's to be continued. And I mean, where were you? We're not going to get into that ball of wax this weekend. So, but it's okay. I'll ping you when we're off the air so I can say how I really feel. No, I'm just kidding. But no, next year, please be there, because this is for everybody. And, you know, and that's the best part is like when you are an adult, you can choose who you want to be at that time in your life. Right. And, you know, it's really fun when you do have a group. You know, this year it was the X-Men. So, you know, yeah, I am a huge nerd. So, you know, it definitely was one of those things. So we got all of that together. And, you know, we had a good group of five of us, actually. So, you know, we were, and when we're talking about we doing it, we not, you know, buying from the bag. We are like cosplaying, honey.
Yes.
We giving you the realness. We giving you the trick and the treat, whatever you can handle. And it's a lot of leathers and fun stuff. But anyway, you know,
I love it. I love it. I'm just going to share my idea for the world. I had a Halloween party a few years ago. This was pre-COVID, but like, it was real. Like nobody came, but the idea was, right? The idea was that we would dress up as like singing groups and perform as those groups. So it was like, you know, SWV going to be there. Kid and Play, Boys to Men, or like, you know, like a 90s, early 2000s type deal. So, you know, I'm just throwing that out there. Whoever wants to pick that up and catch it, you know, well, please.
That's a thing. That is a, so for my, so because the, this is like my realm, right? My friend, her birthday is in September. But for her 30th, we actually did costumes and we made it a celebrity party. And so she was Whitney Houston. I was Mariah, of course. And we actually had a lip sync, and we did When You Believe. You know, we came down the the stairs and we had the gowns, darling, and we did all of that. And of course, a friend that, well, not a friend of mine anymore, but we won't get into all that. But of course, we had to have a heckler, you know, use your real voices. You know, I'll never forget that. We'll never live it down over a drunk moment either, because I'm always like, oh, use your real voice, because evidently it's not a lip sync, right? You know, it's always those people, you know, the reality check people that you're like, but you're not involved in all. Did you even wear a costume, sis? Right. Like, I don't think. You don't even go here. And you know, and believe me, that's been the catalyst between me and that person's relationship since. But yeah, you know, it is what it is. You can't dress like Mariah Carey and not have a diva moment or two during the night. So I think that just set us into our weird way of you know, an American Idol situation. So yeah, if you knew the personalities, it's very similar to each on that panel there. So anyway, absolutely. So here we go. This is the start of our show. Some fun Kiki and Cantor. Here we go. Halloween. Yes. 2024. We are
in here. Let's get it. And like, are you going trick or treating? Like, you going out? You out in these streets on actual Halloween? What's up?
You know, so it's funny because I always plan like different things. So like, I've had different costumes, I will say, the last few weekends. I will say so. But you know, yes, I have a trunk. Is what my mom would call it. It's like a huge bin of different costumes. And I like picked it up and she was like, oh, are those decorations? And I was like, no, they're my costumes. She was like, that's ridiculous. And it's too much. But on Halloween, I usually do a thing where like I'll dress up as like maybe one of the princesses from Disney and, you know, hand out the candy. And, you know, my mom and I have like a good moment that day. I don't usually do too much on the actual day because it falls during the week. And so I try and get my debauchery out, you know, either before or after whatever it's fallen on. I think this year it's kind of so close to the weekend that I could push it for one more weekend. Right. But I mean, you know, when it hits the first, then, you know, I'm one of those, it's time, you know,
right?
Yeah. So, you know, and speaking of Ben's, you know, my home for Christmas is very Hallmark, like, it's from the globes to the tree to the banister to the outside. Like, we have everything. It is a big deal. You know, I tell my mom I don't decorate for any other holiday because of it. It's just it's just too much. And you know, but it's a nice Christmas time, and you know, everybody looks forward to coming over. So, you know, what can I say? So yes, I'm looking forward to that. But I might sneak in a little costume, you know, I might take my boyfriend somewhere and we, you know, act up, you know.
It's Friday Eve and it's going to be like 79 degrees. I will take a hot Halloween. I don't mind. Yep. You know,
yep.
I don't mind. You know, I'm not mad at the heat. I'm not mad because today Never. I was freezing, you know, the transition of the seasons. I feel like a skeleton, like chattering my teeth.
Yeah. And like you chill to the bone.
Right. I'm hovering around the heater.
Yes. Yes.
You know, like, where's the fire pit?
Where is it? Cold. Well, you know. And that's the thing, you have to prepare for like what your outside transition is. Like, if you're an outside person. So like, I do have those accoutrements for my back area because I do enjoy sitting outside when the day is done. And I just sit and think. It's my time to like what people would say meditation, but it's like, you know, I do that while I do my makeup now because I've done it for so long. But so I just need quiet and like an understanding of my thoughts. But yeah, when you transition it, then, you know, outside's fun all year long. You know, if you're a cigarette smoker, you know, you got to pretend it's fun all year long.
True.
So, you know, and so, I mean, for the smokers out there, you know, that'll control whatever.
Gangster.
But anyway, okay. You're out there in Zoo below looking at the shovels go by you. But, you know, so, you know, as an ex-smoker, like, believe me, I've gotten my resistance up to no longer being, but still enjoying the outside. So fun things for the time of year coming. Are you ready for the holidays? Did it come too soon this year for you? Do you feel like we just shot right into it?
I'm always sad when the seasons change and then we get an hour of sleep and then we lose that sunlight. So I always have an issue, but I'm working on, I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful for another, to see another season change. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful, you know, sweater weather.
It is sweater weather.
It is. Know, I'm grateful for that. And, you know, grateful to start the season of giving. And speaking of giving, it is our fall fundraiser.
In it though.
Yes, we need the monies, the munions. Okay, That's the new word for money now. Munyans.
Munyans. Do they go, yeah, too? Yeah, do they do all that to the Munyans?
Yes, we need the Munyans if you would like to donate. And why wouldn't you like to donate? I mean, it's WPFW, Jazz and Justice Radio. All the activists, all the free thinkers, all the information. Call 202-588-9739. Again, call 202-588-9739. Or you can go to WPFWFM.org, click donate, and fill out the little form. You could be a sustainer, you could be a monthly giver, you could be a one-time giver, but no gift is too big or too small. Check us out. We need your support. We're trying to reach this goal this hour. So yeah. But before we get into the holiday season, I know we're talking about giving. We're just gonna have a little bit of spooky season music for the people.
Yes.
So Kalia, cue us up. We're gonna go ahead and put on I Put a Spell on You by Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Katie Najimi.
We get into it. It's Hocus Pocus, darling.
It's Hocus Pocus.
I put a spell on you, and now you're mine. You can't stop the things I do. I lie. Been 300 years, right down to the day. Now the witch is back, and there's hell to pay. I put a spell on you.
No, man, I'm serious. You got to have your head here.
And that always just the moment.
And the pocus. Okay.
That is the moment. I love that moment. That is what made the movie. It is just everything. And how we stand all of those women, you know, so it's amazing.
Indeed.
It's amazing. Indeed. I can't have it without it. So anyhow, and there's a Hocus Pocus too. If you haven't checked it out, then you should.
I shall. Oh. I shall do that.
I'm sorry about this overhead lighting, by the way. It's quite toxic. So
you're fine. You're fine.
It's just terrible. It's just terrible. I need a good lighting, you know. But anyway, you know. So speaking of scary times, let's transition to play on the word. And let's talk about the 2024 election coming up next week. We have a week for people to decide what's happening or what we're going to be doing.
We do. My job, like, so, you know, it's very high stakes. So normally on Wednesday, the day after election, normally on Wednesdays, with the students get out at 1 and we stay to like 4:15. They said, look, y'all go ahead and leave at 1:15 so you could either lament or celebrate the results. So I appreciate them for that, so that we can get out. But I believe in my heart that we're going to be celebrating, you know, I believe in my heart that we're going to be celebrating and not lamenting this, the turnout of this here election. So
because it's time to turn the page. We're not going back.
Not at all. No, we've come too far from where we started from, okay?
How did we get here? Let's start from the beginning. How did we get here? And, you know, it's well, I mean, anybody who watched the last Trump rally. Oh, whoa. What was his name? Hinchcliffe. Whoa.
Yeah.
If you thought comedy was censored, honey, it is not. I didn't think it was funny. But to those who may have, I mean, he went in on
Puerto Rico, black people,
Latinos, Palestinians. Like, I mean, I've heard some fodder before and some things, but this time I was like, ooh, if you're like not listening, you know, and then the Trump campaign to come out and say, oh, this is not our views. And oh, no. They were on stage. These people were vetted by you and they are out there and they are speaking. And then Giuliani on top of it was like, it was like so many like horrible things to say. I don't even know if Trump said too much because I couldn't even get to that part because I was like, this is out of order. Puerto Rico?
A floating island of garbage.
Floating island of garbage. And, you know, funny enough, 63 Harris is 63% up with Latino men and 85% with black men. So the point is, I don't know if the polls prior, because I don't know who does these polls or who's speaking or whatever, but you know, sure. For what is recently just came out today on ABC is these are the new percentage points, and that you know, something got missed or something, but nonetheless, whoa. Yeah. And then let's talk about Stephen Miller, who just ill as a person individually and everything he stands for. But one of the adapting quotes from, Hitler. Wow, America is for Americans and Americans only.
Yeah.
The pivot wild. Then. Germans is only for Germany was only for Germans only. So you literally are adapting the language, utilizing words differently. We know who you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You're not talking about the people who people were saying aren't American in the prior speech. So who's left?
The delusions, child, because America is a nation of immigrants. Nobody was here except for the Native Americans. What is you saying? Like the delusions that people cling to. I'm like, is it long COVID? Are you daft? Are you dense? Like, what's wrong with y'all?
I think it's just who they've been. And I think that, you know, really it's a thing of where I'm okay with you being honest. I'm okay with you telling me exactly who you are. Mm-hmm. I'm not okay with people who spin who they are.
True.
Around those type folks. Because since, you know, Trump has even, you know, first opened his mouth, you know, it's always people, oh, he meant this or he didn't mean this or, oh, you know, my thing is, why are you a spokesperson for a person's volition? Because at the end of the day, we all have it. So if one person needs to, one, you know, run a quick race because only being in, actually, I was very happy she was nominated on my birthday, so I will always remember that. But the point is, a very quick race, been on everybody's channel, everybody's podcast, everybody's show, you know, just more and more and more and more and more. So people are critiquing, oh, this is what's being said. This is how she's seeming. Oh, she hasn't had enough of this. But then another person is denying the same outlets. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. We're only seeing one person really. And then people want to go, oh, well, 4 years ago, that was then. This is now. And there's been some time for some new stuff. Okay. And, you know, these young men who want to be worrying about, you know, Trump and thinking that he's distanced from this Project 2025, they're going to eliminate porn. Oh, did y'all hear me? Oh, they're going to eliminate porn. So y'all better understand that. Look, take away some of that stuff from YouTube.
Look, it's not good for anybody. And it's not good for anybody. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what? And then like somebody, like just talking about all the things that would be eliminated. Like, do you know, like breast enhancements, that's gender affirming surgery. Mm-hmm. BBLs, gender affirming surgery. Mm-hmm. Like all of these things that these cishet people get. And like, mm-hmm. no. Like, what is you saying? Your fillers, your Botox, guess what that is? That's gender affirming medical procedure. So what are you really saying? You know what I'm saying? Like the hate runs so deep that you're not thinking critically at all.
Well, it's the, how do we become the biggest bully to a certain demographic mm-hmm. of people because mm-hmm. we don't see ourselves as more. I tend not to worry mm-hmm. about people that don't worry about me. So the thing, like, I mean, that just, you know, and I don't mean it's also like, what, but it's like, I don't, like, I'm like, oh, I don't, you know, oh, is that what that person's, okay, cool. Or, yeah. you know, sure. And, you know, and even as people in our community, you know, if we're very open-minded to immigration and different, that comes with a lot of different thought, different religious backgrounds, you know, a lot of sure. different things that actually don't always align with, you know, how we would see things or view, or it can make things a little bit more difficult, right? So, you know, if you think about the bigger understanding from a person that could be even more marginalized, that, you know, wanting to be accepting or understanding of what this means for the country overall, even though it could be a backpedal for some of us in social economics of things, right? Mm-hmm. I wonder why people who have nothing to worry about in certain ways, where it comes from, and then it has to go so deep. They didn't have to build the wall. It was always right. in your heart, right. you know? So it's just like, it's always in your heart. You were always keeping people out. Heart. Hate is in your heart. Groove and, you know,
heart. Okay.
Groove yes. Yes. Groove yes. In the heart. Yes. And, you know, and I feel like people don't really understand that when there's that fine thread and you pull it, it's going to mean things for you, because how are they going to start to distinguish who is who when yeah. they're actually looking at a race of people? They're not actually looking at the individuals like they would like to pretend they're going to do. They're going to do all of that. They're yeah. not going to do all of that. They're going to start yeah. rounding people up, and then yeah. it's going to be where you at. Where you ending up. So people who vote against your own best interests, I mean, I don't know, you know, I don't know.
I don't know either. God bless them.
And it's hard. It's hard when, you know, people aren't in our sector anymore of like reading things and knowing where it's coming from. You know, now it's, you know, can't trust the media. Oh, you know, can't do that. Then you get these like weird men who are like talking about, you know, all these things. And there's so many undertones to them that if you're not very familiar with how we got here,
yeah,
systemic racism, you know, all these things, how you all know what they're really talking about? And then if you only see one thing, okay, where they're not touching on pain points maybe about you or people around you, you're missing who you're supporting, you yeah. know, and that's what goes on with these people. I mean, they called it transgenderism, you know, yeah. because they wanted to ensure that it had such a hard level mm-hmm. of this is a mental disorder mm-hmm. and not like classify where you can get your medications and things like that, where they say, well, this is affirming care for that disorder. This is trying to make it onto the side of, you know, you're delusional and you're not in right mind. And that means that then there's different things with job and employment and yeah. discrimination that come from that. And that's what I mean about the thread.
Yeah.
The thread. Mm-hmm. Pull one and it unravels a lot of other things, and hate towards women because of bias right. towards trans women. I mean, there's women being beat up and thrown out of bathrooms now and things because they don't look the part to what somebody feels they need to look like. Absolutely. That is really not okay. And where does this come from? Right.
Yeah.
So yeah. these people, I can't yeah. do it. I mean,
you know, the critical thinking is not there. The research skills are not there. The believing mm-hmm. of the wild rhetoric is all the way there. Like, mm-hmm. go to send your son to school, send your, and it comes back a dip. Like, shut up.
A different gender. Yes, that's what he said. That's what he said. You send the child's. to school, and they come back a different gender because the teachers tell them.
What Where's the surgeon room?
I'm trying to figure it out. I mean, can you do that as a elective now? You can do a surgery, a gender affirming surgery. You know, it's like, you know, I'm just trying to figure it out, because you know what people don't really understand is how much even a person, you know, who isn't going to, you know, free clinics for help and, you know, things that we do to support the community. People with your own, you know, insurance, big, huge payments each month aren't even able to just jump in and do what they want to do. And you know, and people just really don't understand what we even talk about when it comes to gender affirming care. Those are pronouns, the way somebody dresses, you know, things to care. And also, you know, having this conversation the other day, people don't really understand that puberty blockers are used in general when kids are overdeveloping or something's going wrong that I guess the doctor and the family is feeling, and there's certain reasons to, you know, even be on birth control to regulate periods and you know, estrogen and things. So it's like people don't really understand that there are things already happening that have nothing to do with trans care that you would be now ripping away from people. And it's so crazy, but it's not crazy. It's crazy to us because we are familiar.
Indeed.
There's a lot of hoopla and fear and things that people who don't know, you know, X-Men fear what they don't understand. And you know, and I have empathy in understanding for that too. But all I say is that, you know, it's hard. We're in a position where even if we don't want to, it's somewhere for us to explain. Yeah. And that is comfortability.
Indeed.
But you can't yell and shout people down when they ask questions, because this is a part of where do we want to be? Mm-hmm. Do we want to be upset? Do we want to be angry towards people who aren't being ignorant and are wanting to learn so we can hopefully grow to a middle ground or beyond? Or do we want to be a victim to our own understanding and isolate ourselves too? Because I do feel that when I see that, you know, it's people should know. Well, I mean, aren't we learning every day?
We are.
I don't think people should just know, you know, and I don't think I just knew, you know, and it'd be behooved of me to say, oh, I knew everything. So separated from our community for so long, because a lot of times when you're growing up, you're the only one that you feel is like you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, you are well in the community now. How long would you feel that you felt comfortable being you in the community?
Exactly. You got to grow into yourself. You got to grow into your strength, your self-confidence, your whole self being, and like, boom, this is me. This is who I am. All of these things, all of these things. So, yeah, I mean, in other news, there's a rally on Tuesday, tomorrow at the Ellipse. You know, you can sign up at events.democrats.org, get your little tickets and go and rally and shout out Kamala, you know.
Let's just say it. You the Kamala camo hat. Anybody got one of those? I'm trying to look for one.
Right.
I just need the Kamala camo hat. I need the Kamala camo hat.
We're not endorsing anybody. We're just letting
you know, I'm not putting no money besides my tax dollars behind, you know, people. But, you know, at the end of the day, nothing's perfect. I just say that, you know, there can be a slow train moving to progress or a fast plane to hell. And you got to figure out like where it's at. Like nobody's going to be perfect. And, you know, everybody does need to understand like you're voting for, you know, your own interests or maybe people around you. I don't know. But look at what you want things to be, you know, is what I say. Like, do you want to hear all this mess? We've been dealing with a person who hasn't even been president for the last 4 years dealing with their mess. So it's like, I don't know if it'll go away. I don't know if it's one of the things that I heard something about, like, oh, well, if he goes in this time, then, you know, maybe we'll see him no more. But that's not true, because it's just longer indoctrinating this type of belief again. Yeah. It's old. It's the same. Mm-hmm. And the scrutiny that comes with it, I just don't understand how people want to go to work each day and feel amazing behind knowing that we got a person who will call these people, list of everything that we're not going to talk about, and then just feel like it's it's a week and it don't matter. Like, I mean,
exactly.
He talking about Beyonce too, right? When he talking right. about Beyonce,
Beyonce.
When he talking about Beyonce, he was talking about Beyonce. I was like, oh, he better be careful because you know that beehive. We don't mess with the hive. You know, the lambs, we love the hive because you know we're cool and we're just kind of like those Sadiddy type fans. We're like, look, we know we have a legend on our hands. We're good. We don't have to prove anything anymore. In fact, you know, just we just hate you guys telling us bad facts about Mariah because it's not true. So, but the Beehive, you know, they have the way they'd like to handle things, you know, and yeah. we just kind of stay to the side. So, yes. you know, we shouldn't be messing with no Beehive. That's not all I'm saying.
Not at all. Mm-mm. This is WPFW 89.3 FM. We are in a funds drive, a pledge drive. Where else can you get this enthralling conversation? You know, this wonderful deep conversation that's about love and acceptance and empathy and going against the status quo and being yourself. You know, shout out to WPFW and the Inside Out Collective that allows us to be on the radio. You, my friends, my siblings, my brothers, my sisters, my siblings, you help us be on these airways. We need your continued support. Please call us up at 202-588-89739. Again, that's 202-588-9739. We're about to go to a station break, but after that, we got more music, more chattings, more laughs, more everything, more Mimi, more Daffo, all of the things. Take us to that station break, Kalia.
The Kennedy Center's Let's Go There series uses opera to examine contemporary issues. In Beethoven's Fidelio, the husband suffers political imprisonment and his wife impersonates a prison guard to free him. Imprisonment and freedom will be explored in a panel discussion moderated by Nikichi Taifa, featuring Fox and Rob, the inspiring couple from the documentary Time, Danielle Cho, Washington National Opera cellist, and Charles Thornton of the DC Corrections Information Council. Acclaimed tenor Chasmin Williams Ali will also perform excerpts from Fidelio. The free event and reception will be held Wednesday, October 30th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the MLK Junior Library located at 901 G Street Northwest, Washington, D.C.
Yes, yes. And we are back. This is the Inside Out Collective on WPFW. I'm Daffo the Floor, and we have Mimi Hunt. The Inside Out Collective illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA experience. We are in the middle of our fall pledge drive, and we only survive. This station only survives because of you. Because of listeners like you. So be sure to call us up. You can also donate online at www.wpfwfm.org or give us a call at 202-588-9739. And, you know, shout out to being a part of a radio station that can amplify local LGBTQIA musical artists, poets, visual artists, all of these things. And speaking of one of those wonderful artists, I want to tell y'all a little bit about Jenna Camille. And then we're going to play a little bit from her and then get back to the convo. So Jenna Camille, right? Producer, songwriter, teacher, a whole vibe, a DC native. And she's actually the younger sibling of a high school friend of mine. Shout out to Ayana. You know, Jenna currently resides in New York City, and on top of creating dope vibes, they offer music lessons in person and virtually. So if you need that, it's at Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, Camille, C-A-M-I-L-L-E-S-M-G on IG. And you can get you some lessons virtually. If you're in NYC, they can be in person. But yo, I love how Jenna like freaks and mixes all types of old school beats. So this one right here is a sample of Sister Soulja and Janet Jackson. Who'd have thought? Check it out. Jenna Camille, State of a Nation.
Dice are loaded. there was a period of time in this country after Reconstruction where African people owned a lot of land, owned a lot of businesses, and did a lot of things. But what happened was the American government, the Ku Klux Klan, and other organizations organized in smashing that effort. So it's not that we haven't tried to own land and have not organized businesses. It's that if you are African in America,
Sister Soldier was speaking it. Come on, Jenna Camille.
Say it.
Look, that was State of a Nation that you just heard. My goodness. I kind of feel like that went in with the whole vibe of something about the election and all the rhetoric and all the racism and the anti this and homophobia that. You know what I'm saying?
There's the quote. The controversy is what she needs to sell her albums. Glad I could help. You know?
How about it?
Love it. Wow. That was really deep. So people need to get into deep, you know, and they need to understand like what's really going on. You know, a lot of the fake things and the AI now, and you know, it's getting harder for, I feel, our civilization to know what's real. Mm-hmm. A lot of things when it comes to, you know, and I'm one of these people, right? Like I enjoy, you know, doing my job, my black job and, you know, everything else. But, you know, I've really enjoyed volunteering over the years and, you know, breaking down a lot of barriers. You know, I will say myself, you know, I have a lot of times I don't try and push a lot of that. My therapist says humility is not a friend of mine because I feel like it's doing something to me to talk about the things that I've actually done. But I've always been in spaces where I was like the first or, you know, looked, you know, at like differently in that thing. And it's like, how am I going to react and what am I actually promoting? And what is my goal here as a person that not everybody else has to relate to, but is seemingly wanting to? So whether that be, you know, a head of an organization that was only, you know, white gay folks at a time, to now having other leadership that looks, you know, like me or resembles, you know, people in the same genre, to, you know, even the industry that I'm in. But I like to think about like social connections,
yeah,
and how, you know, COVID really, you know, separated a lot of us, you know, in reference to interacting every day and having to be forced to, you know, kind of put that second, third, fourth skin on as anybody. And I'm not talking about just our community, but, you know, anybody in general. But social media has been doing that longer.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really started to create, what does it mean to be real? Because one, when it comes to, you know, seeing people online that you probably haven't met up with in God, who knows how long, maybe most people from high school or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. You don't really have that connection. They don't know what's going on in your daily life. They don't know your struggles. Anybody can post a picture in a place and look like $1 million if that's all you're posting. People aren't saying, I'm struggling, I'm behind, I have this, I have that. And then we break down into, why are people voting for certain people? Mm-hmm. And some people would be surprised if you're only looking at the imagery of what people post, that they have these feelings of things. And, you know, it really does come from lack of social connection in real time. And yeah, I'm not talking about going out partying and whatever. Those are like, you know, hit or miss kind of social connections, but somebody you can call.
Right. And
say, relationship. What I'm going through. Relationships. Yeah. And relationships,
yeah,
are, you know, fleeting. You know, there's a study out that Gen Z and younger demographics would actually like movies that have friendship relationships versus sexual relationships, because it's gotten so heavy. Okay. Yeah. See, I'm one of those nerds. That's what I mean. I go home and I'll like watch these panels and these informational pieces and what's going on, because I believe that like my problems are just not isolated as a trans woman. It's actually like, well, what are the problems that would then make me be a target, yeah, for other people, especially like the male population, right? Like, what's creating anger in these young men? What's creating, you know, the construct to which men have to be a certain way, to which men even older than me, you know, want to treat a community a certain way, right? Yeah. Hiding, you know, abuse, whatever it may be, we can just drill it all down, right?
Yeah.
So when I try and not think about myself, but I try and think about, you know, how do you have conversations with people that are in these situations, mm-hmm, right? And what their free thinking is. And, you know, a lot of, you know, younger men are being left behind from the American dream that people told them they could have, mm-hmm, in the last 32 years, I'd say. So 32 and under, that's, mm-hmm, usually where the mark is of isolation and depression, mm-hmm, not feeling fit to live the American dream.
Yeah.
And so that's where we're having a lot of issues with how social connection is, how women are, you know, dating now. You know, there's a lot of issues with that. People aren't really diving into, why do they want these rights taken away? What, mm-hmm, what are these people trying to do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're trying to create forcible habits for people, yeah, who are no longer desirable.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's hard.
Yeah. And people are fed, you know, everybody's fed a different thing. You click on something, then you change your algorithm. You're fed these things like, oh, is she lying? Oh, is she, is she promiscuous? Oh, is she just acting, mm-hmm, like, oh, I need you to buy me this. I need you to buy me that.
Mm-hmm.
Why you not cash at me this cash? So it's, mm-hmm, like, we're fed all of these things. And, you know, you gotta have that real in-person, like, connection to be like, look, I care for you as a person. I know you as a person. I'm not going to minimize you to a bank account or to what you can, transactional things, or what can you do, mm-hmm, for me? You know, why am I always second guessing what you're saying? I'm gaslighting you because I'm toxic. I want to be toxic because that's what's trendy now.
Being toxic. Yes, is what's trendy. And it's funny, right? It's funny. It's funny because, mm-hmm. because, you know, and on that point, because I want to stay here a little bit longer, right, mm-hmm. is that we're being fed the toxicity that isn't sustainable for even those people. Mm-hmm. And so when you take somebody who doesn't, you know, have, you know, a stable concept of relationship or you know, individualism or what it means for them to be in the world, they grab onto those things, right? If you look at your algorithm, right? How many women look the same? How many men look the same? How many of those people that once were fitness influencers, which was supposed to be about your mind, body, and physical understanding, right? Is now OnlyFans linked under it, right? It's no longer like the pizzazz of like what you don't get to see. It's I'm going to have everybody see everything all day, every day. And mm-hmm. there's no taboo. There's no star. You know, we have influencers more so than we have actual celebrity on top of being a star. A celebrity was one person, but a star was another. Yeah. We don't have no new stars. We don't have no new stars. And that's why, you know, a Sabrina Carpenter can come up the mix and all of a sudden be like this huge situation. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, great. But, you know, I love the songs. Believe me, I could have wrote the album. But at the end of the day, it's just the point of like, are you a star? Is this something that other people have not been able to do? Is this something that's so remarkable? Because I know 10 people who have sang the songs better after they were released, right? And mm-hmm. we used to not have people like that. We had a Whitney Houston, you know, where it was like, you sang that song and Dolly made more money. Okay. So it's like those kind of people. So we no longer have people that are influence a certain standard. It's you can click on who you want to influence, what you may already believe. And so you're not getting curious anymore. You're not growing and your algorithm starting to make you feel like the world is so small. And too much of selection can create an imbalance to where people feel like it does. You don't have to work hard at something because you can replace it very quickly. And now it's become people are now the perishable goods. And we need to get back to where, no, get into this, sustain this, understand what a relationship means. And that's in all aspects, work, home, family, if you can. You know, I mean, some people, I'm sure religious, I don't know. I feel like you're religious if you work on it daily. I don't think you could have done something 20 years ago and say, I'm still this, you know. That's why I say I'm spiritual, even though I went to school, right? Because I'm not practicing that every day for me to be able to tell somebody, you know, this is what I'm doing, right? So I'm okay with being spiritual that way. Keeps me honest.
For sure. So no, I totally agree. Like it's, you know, you really have to deprogram yourself and really like put yourself out, be vulnerable in a way, but also discern, you know what I'm saying? Discern having these connections with or what you're sharing on all of these things. Cause I mean, I work with high schoolers, man, and it's like they sharing pictures of this, they sharing pictures of that, they get doxxed, and they don't believe every conspiracy theory is without no kinds of research, and you know, they real suspicious of it. The boys are suspicious of the girls, and the, you know, they like it's very interesting to see it play
out. It's very sad. It's very sad though, because nobody has like a hopeful understanding, and the ones who do are like bullied out of it, right? Because it's like, oh, you don't have this phone, or you don't have this, or you don't have that. Them kids don't understand what it means to work from any of that stuff, really, most of the time. So it's like, you know, now we're in such a situation where people, you know, even when it comes to the debates and the politics, a lot of people aren't even in that category to worry about those things, but you should be overall, right? Because one day you want to get to a place. But there are certain categories that are debated that I'm not even involved in, right? I don't know what it's like to be a person who has to, you know, fight tooth and nail and you know, like really grounge to, you know, get to a place that hopefully, you know, even if they're giving you pittance, it's better than what you dealt with. I don't know what that's like. You know, I've been privileged in the understanding of certain ways in America. And I will say that as a trans woman of color, but I haven't in other ways, right? I don't like the similarities between immigrants and the people in the LGBTQ plus community, because, you know, we're always talking points. We're always put up for debate. We are human lives that are being toyed with as political pundits. Right. And that's not fair, because these are humans. These are people. We are all people. So why do some get to be played with and discouraged and exploited and this bad, this good? That what is the mantra to which everybody is supposed to live up to yeah. which has made it unhealthy for people even in a normal category, which people normal category can't even achieve. So if people could start understanding that that's a farce mm-hmm. and that we need to look towards bringing people to be accountable to who we're voting for. Yeah. And these are for local elections, even more so.
Yes.
And
yes.
taking your understanding out of the gasp and the gander of so much around you, you might be able to find solace in what you're doing. And hopefully you can grow and be a change maker, you know, versus the change shaker. And the point is, even people who fall on hard times, you know, need help in those situations, but we need to be able to create and put out what is positive for people after us to be able to come into. And this is an election where, like they said, do you want to be a great ancestor? Do you want to be a part of the problem? And I really do feel that this time. The Hillary thing was a little kind of like, okay, you know, we had Hillary and okay, whatever. And then, you know, there's Trump and it's like, we really, you know, I don't like him, but we don't know. Now we know.
Yep.
Now we know. So what you want more? Okay, great. Stop lying to yourself about economies and all these other things, because, you know, sometimes you can switch people out and it'd be the same difference. You can't say war, you know, no war, whatever, because if you do that down the line in our history, you could switch any of those presidents out and you don't really know what it would have mm-hmm. been. So we got to stop and talk about now.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Now. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And, you know, speaking of change, you know, we are in a pledge drive. If you can donate change, your donation jiggles and jangles, that's fine. But we'd rather have the kind of donations that fold. What is that from Coming to America? But no, check us out. Call us up. Call us up. Please consider making a contribution today at 202-588-9739. You know, where else can you hear dope local music? Where else can you hear real news and not alternative facts? Oop. Where else can you hear issues of the marginalized amplified? Where else can you participate and hear about activism and resistance to the capitalistic machine? WPFW is where you hear that. On the Inside Out Collective is where you hear that. Call us up. Please donate. You can also donate online at WPFWFM.org or call us up at 202-588-9739. You have been listening to the Inside Out Collective. We illuminate and celebrate the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA experience. We have a show that airs every Monday at 6 p.m. Check us out, man. Next show coming up is next Monday, right before the election. It is a gay old time with Awesome Rita and myself. You know, we had our first show in the beginning of this month. We got the second show coming up. We can't wait to bring you some goodness. You know, we got Mimi Hunt on here. You know, Mimi Hunt got the show. What's up? What's up? When your next show, boo?
It's every second Monday of the month. So it'll be following your show the next week. And so you'll be going the precursor to what's going on. And I guess I'll be talking about what happened after. So might have to have you jump on that show so we can get back to the reality check that we might need, you know. But, you know, I mean, I have hope for people and, you know, and it is time for change, you know, not to, you know, hit the talking points, but it is time to turn the page. And I do not want to go back. And we do need to remember how we got here. And, you know, unfortunately, in debates, they can be exhausting because people do talk about the other person a lot. But, you know, I feel like this time in a situation, we'll call it, we have a person who's battling back. And you have to remember, you might not have heard the same kind of jargon going back and forth on the left side versus the Republican. The Republicans have been quite egregious the last, you know, 10 years. So we kind of need somebody to step up and say something. So, you know, we got to talk about what the stakes are. And, you know, don't be afraid to listen to some things that make you uncomfortable because it is about learning. So, you know, I beg everybody go out there. Understand what's really happening. See if, you know, the facts that you feel, you know, you're comfortable with are really the facts, because it does take a little bit more than just clickbait to get you through. So, you know, I've loved this. I've enjoyed you. And I hope to definitely like get to linking back up, Dapo. You know, you're amazing. You do a lot for the Inside Out. So I do want to tell people that you really do. You organize a lot in the background and you've been a wonderful, wonderful manager to the group. So, you know, appreciate working with you always and so happy to be a part of this with you.
It's an honor. I'm so glad that you joined me on this show. Shout out to the whole Inside Out Collective, man.
Yes.
We're here for you every Monday. And this has been the Inside Out Collective with Dapo the Floor and Mimi Hunt. Check us out next Monday. We are signing off. Go vote.
Go vote. Love you and enjoy you.
Much love. Bye.
And this is A. Hey. Hey, 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 yeah, yeah. Hey, how you doing? I see you standing there alone across the room, and I wanna get to know you. So